You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good things to do in Ingoland if you're a car lover. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Addicts Podcast. This is now episode 62, and it is Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
No. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy 2025.
Yeah, did you have a good New Year?
It was perfectly average.
Did you have a good Christmas?
It was perfectly average.
Really? Yeah. Why did you have a perfectly average Christmas and New Year?
It's just not as fun when you're a bit older. You would know.
We're all in our 30s. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll get on to that.
But there's nothing to get on to.
No, we'll get on to that.
Today is January the 3rd. We're all in our 30s.
But what are we doing next weekend? Taylor, can you remember what we're doing next weekend?
No, it's cancelled.
I can't remember. What is it next weekend?
Next weekend, we are celebrating Alex's 40th. birthday.
Ooh.
Which means
he's now historic.
He's going to become a historic vehicle.
I'm tax MOT, ULEZ exempt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, you're so old.
Anyone can ride me and don't need to pay anymore.
You get
a free hall pass with me because I'm so dusty.
You are dusty, yeah.
I'm very dusty.
Like a fossil.
Yeah.
Dusty fossil. That's what we're going to call you from
dusty
now.
Dusty fossil, thank
dusty
you.
Dusty fossil.
Yeah. That tickled you, didn't it? Yeah.
You dusty fossil.
But no, my Christmas and New Year was perfectly average, thank you.
Okay.
I stayed at home with my mum for Christmas.
Yeah.
Had a roast dinner.
Yeah.
Everything was
who cooked?
Perfectly average.
Who cooked?
My mum.
Yeah, okay.
It was all perfect.
You're not trusted to be in the kitchen?
Oh, God, no.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the food won't even make it to the table.
No, it's because it would come out of a microwave.
or a delivery.
Speaking of which, I do want to learn how to cook.
Really?
Yeah, I want to spend a bit of time. Because
okay.
I've only ever cooked like spaghetti bolognese.
Time.
Yeah. You know, Taylor time. Phoned me up yesterday and he was like, Rory,
yeah.
Can you look for houses near you, please? I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm so done with traffic.
Yeah.
I'm just so bored of it.
Yeah.
So bored of
it. Before you go on to that, sorry, I just want to rewind just like 30 seconds. You said you wanted to cook, and that reminded me of a story. I used to live with a man called John.
Was he nice?
No, trust. No, he really wasn't.
Was this uni days?
This was uni days, yeah. So we were probably
1972.
I mean, it was pre-war.
Okay,
so it's 40 years ago.
It was 40 years ago, yeah. So John wanted to cook some mashed potato. And John wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah.
Nor the village.
Mm.
Nor the whole of B&Q.
Mm-hmm.
Nor the whole of the UK. So what he did is he got potatoes and he put them in a pan. And then he got a potato masher and began mashing the potatoes and was very confused when he couldn't mash the potatoes.
That must have involved some strength.
Some strength, yes.
Even I know you don't do that.
What do you do?
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
You put them in a microwave.
No,
you call someone.
Peel them.
Yeah, all right.
And you cut them up and you put them in not like a saucepan with boiling water. You boil them and then you dry it, you drain the water out and then you mash them all up and you add butter.
And
my mum used to add a bit of pepper.
So Taylor is one step ahead of John
Many steps. So John was very confused by this. He also made spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
Would you like to know how he made spaghetti bolognese?
Did he use was it a tin can full of spaghetti hoops?
No.
Okay.
So he managed to do the spaghetti. He realized that you had to actually apply boiling water to spaghetti.
Okay.
So spaghetti was edible.
Yeah.
But then the whole bolognese thing So he had his meal and he was like, this doesn't really taste very nice. I don't know why people like spaghetti bolognese. And I looked at it and it was spaghetti and cooked mincemeat. There was no sauce.
What?
Yes. He thought spaghetti bolognese was literally cooked mincemeat on top of cooked spaghetti.
But where does he think the tomato comes from?
He doesn't. He doesn't think, man.
That sounds really dry.
Yeah. Just dry and disgusting.
But he cooked the mince, though.
He cooked the mince. Okay. Yeah. Overcooked the mince.
All right.
Mm. So, yeah. So, hopefully John has learned how to cook.
Maybe you should stick to Just Eat.
Yes, maybe. Anyway,
or Uber Eats.
Maybe you should as well, unless you are actually serious about wanting to cook.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
See, I had a mate called Sam at university.
Yeah.
And Sam used to come back after a few nights. And he used to always have these, like, you know, the Rustler burgers that you could get?
Oh, yeah.
And he used to always put them in the microwave and then eat them. And every single night, and this was like when we first moved into our house, every night he'd be going, oh, it's really cold, this burger. And I'm like going, why is it cold? It's just been in the microwave. And I'd just ignore him and he'd leave him and he'd just eat it anyway.
By any chance, would he put it on for the first amount of time and then not take it out and put it in for the second amount of time?
No. So Sam hadn't quite worked out how to use the microwave. And he kept putting the microwave into defrost mode.
Oh, no!
And then Sam, every single time he was just putting it on defrost, which would literally, like, it wouldn't even warm it up. I remember he passed it to me, I think after, like, the third time. And I was like, I was like holding it and I was like, Sam, this is stone cold still.
That's so grim.
And he was just eating these cold, rustless burgers.
Oh, God. Speaking of mistakes people make at university, just remind me of another story. I did my master's in automotive journalism. I think that was in the 50s, early 50s.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, was, that...
Sorry.
1942, that
1942.
Was.
1942, okay. I lived in a big house in Coventry with French people, and this French man joined us like halfway through the term. His name was Jeff. He was a DJ. He was actually a very good DJ.
His name was Jeff.
My name is Jeff. Yeah.
Okay.
And he, you know, like you clean clothes. Well, don't. You take it to the laundrette.
Do you know what? I got a Christmas card from my laundrette.
Really? Wow.
That's when you know you're going to somewhere too much.
When I
got one from my Chinese, that's when I was like, this is embarrassing.
Mm. Well, I got one from the gym.
No, you didn't.
No.
Oh, no, I didn't. Anyway, back to my name is Jeff. So he would wash his clothes in the washing machine and he wouldn't use any detergent. So he would wash them in the washing machine and then he'd leave them in the washing machine and then he'd hang them up the next day. And clothes that haven't been washed with detergent and clothes that have been in the washing machine for like 1 or 2 days, they then go on the radiators and that really doesn't smell good.
No, they smell really,
really bad. What are you writing down, Rory?
I'm trying to find my. So this Sam guy, was also. He sounds like your version of these people, basically, but all combined into one.
Wow.
And Sam also was not very good at using the washing machine. Sam is going to kill me if he ever listens to
Luckily
this.
For me, Jeff and John, we're not friends, so that sounds so made up, doesn't it?
So
my friends, Jeff and John.
So Sam.
Oh, God. Oh, poor Sam.
So Sam didn't really know how to use washing machines or anything.
Yeah.
So it got to a point where he needed to do his bedding. And Sam realised, this is just a lot of effort to do this.
Yeah.
So Sam took the decision to just take the bedding off, just have a mattress, and then sleep in a sleeping bag. So this was Sam's room.
Oh my God.
And then my favourite part about this photo
is
here's Sam's suitcase.
Oh.
Can you tell what's in the suitcase?
Is that a no, that's a bowl.
It's a dirty bowl that was in there.
Oh, Sam.
That.
Sam.
Do you know what? That would piss me off.
Sam. That would piss even Taylor off.
That would piss me off.
Sam was, so at uni, we had house viewings. You know when like you people are coming around to view your house to then rent it for the next year. And we had some people come into our house and they came in and looking around going, this is nice. And then they walked into Sam's room and Sam's room had a slight odour to it.
Oh, no.
And they walked in and they all sort of shuffled in there without really sort of the smell hitting them at first. And then the last one got in and then we heard this sort of desperate scramble because we were down in the living room of them getting out with just a reaction of, oh, damn!
Oh, my God.
And all of them ran out. Surprisingly, they did not rent our house.
Oh, dear. Sam, funny. If you're listening, write in and tell us how you're doing. Maybe he's had a massive life change.
Sam's doing all right. He has actually had a massive life change. He did, I think in about the third year, he did figure out how to use a lot of this stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you don't know until you learn, eh?
No, yeah,
exactly.
It's given me good confidence because I thought I was shit stuff, but I'm not that shit.
You are still shit.
No, I'm quite an independent person.
We're talking about uni students.
Yeah.
You're a man in your 30s. I, too, am a man in my 30s.
I'm only just in my 30s. Well, just.
I'm only just in my 30s as well.
Yeah, but at the other end of it.
I know.
You old man.
I know. Right, well, thank you. Anyway, Happy New Year. Sorry, we've been just rambling on about old people that we knew.
Yeah.
Not old people, just people that
they
knew
are now.
Long. They are now, yeah.
Because the same age as you.
Before we continue, hello to Tim from Sweden, listening while driving to the parts store on his Volvo S60. We've got Rick, who's hungover in the McDonald's queue. Paul at BMW World. Simon Coggins, who writes, with Alex soon to join the 40s club, he'll soon be tax MOT and ULEZ exempt, so why not make this into a t-shirt? And I think that's a very good idea. Yeah. Imagine a t-shirt with tax ULEZ MOT exempt.
Great idea.
That'd be brilliant. We've got Alex Towler driving home from Belgium, Tom repairing tanker lorries, and
Rory's mum, Jackie. You're right, mum.
I don't know, is she? You tell us.
Did she have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, she did her first year where she didn't have to cook and my brother cooked Christmas dinner around his house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was it good? Was it a great success?
You know what? It was unusual.
Oh.
Like, you know, because you're...
Did you have Chinese?
I don't know. Christmas is a very traditional thing, isn't it? Like, you get used to... So we usually have Christmas where it's all my cousins and everything. But due to everyone getting a bit older and everyone having relationships and people having Christmas separate places.
Yeah.
We had just Christmas where it was just me, my brother, my mom, and my brother's wife's parents as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, it was just a bit odd. Oh. I don't know.
Was it a good vibe?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it just was... I don't know. It just... Christmas is quiet. Yeah, it felt different and quiet. It was definitely, my Christmases are usually manic because there's like 13 people, 14 people.
Well, so. I'm like you. I probably spent my first 25 Christmases just two people, just me and mum.
Yeah. It's usually me, my mum and my brother and my auntie.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's all of my family.
You can even halve that for me. But yeah. So you had a good time. What did Jackie get for Christmas from you?
Jackie got, she doesn't really, my mum is a really hard person to buy for because she gets annoyed when you buy her.
She needs a car. So, did you buy her a car?
I did bid on a car.
Oh.
I didn't win it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to buy.
Was that the one just now?
No, there was a VW Tiguan.
Tiguan,
they're nice.
Yeah,
they're nice.
Forgot about if the Skoda Yeti's going through today.
Oh, crap.
Is it coming through?
I need to see if we bought the other thing first.
Skoda Yeti?
If we bought the other thing, then I can't buy the thingy.
I was looking at a Skoda Yeti on BCA.
Oh, yeah, there was an automatic Skoda Yeti.
Really like DSG?
Yeah.
They're good, they are.
They're so good. I love a Skoda.
Maybe we should do something with one of those.
We should. I like a Yeti.
Yeah.
One of my favourite normal cars.
Where is it?
It was on BCA.
Yeah, I'm asking Taylor, where's... What'd you buy your mum?
I got her a year's supply of Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
She can do so much chilling.
Yeah. Wait, what? she just doesn't, I don't know. My mom is not a materialistic person in any sort of way.
You can't be her son.
No.
You are literally the opposite.
What?
You are so materialistic.
Look
at your fancy white shoes.
I was going to say, I'm materialistic in some senses, but in... Definitely not in clothes.
Yeah, you are quite grubby.
Clothes, I do not really.
He says
me.
With his gilet that's heated.
That's functional.
That's functional.
The auction for this Skoda Yeti starts in 3 minutes.
Does it? Oh, wow.
When does the auction for the other thing end?
It is quite a few lots, but the actual auction itself starts in 3 minutes.
What is it BCA or something?
Yeah.
So we actually do need to bid on this. During the podcast.
Well, it depends because we've bid on another car which ends in 32 minutes.
Oh, no!
we can't buy both.
So what's the other car?
I can't really say the other car without probably being accused of being very stupid.
Does it have Rover in the name?
It does have Rover in
does
the name.
Does it also have Range in the
name? It does have Range in
Is
the name.
Is it a Rover Range?
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
I'm out.
It's this one.
Oh, it's a Range Rover.
So, sorry, I do apologise. I know we've done a lot of Range Rovers, but this is not going to be on the channel.
I think we need to bid on the Yeti because it would be fun for the podcast.
Okay. Well,
how much is the Yeti going just, for?
No, don't say anything yet because I don't know what goes through first.
Either way, we're going to have to get that Yeti. When's it? How many lots is it away?
150.
Oh, for crying. Okay, we're not doing it in this podcast.
No.
Anyway, what have we been up to?
I've been up to a lot.
Yeah?
I'm not going to lie.
Go on.
So,
what have you bought?
I've been out and about quite a lot. Floating about in the M5.
Oh, God. I've just remembered what you...
Oh, my God, Jess.
So, I got a bit carried away.
Right, everyone at home or listening with your ear holes or eye holes, whatever... So Taylor has a BMW M5, E60 M5, 5-litre V10. Taylor has bought very opposite car. Is it a car? The very opposite of that
car.
No,
it's not a car.
It's a quad.
It's a car.
So have a little guess in your mind, what has Taylor bought that is the opposite of a BMW M5?
You're wrong.
You're wrong. It's a Citroen Ami.
Oh, my God. Why? What are you
because
like?
Yeah. It's one of the only cars. There's only a few.
It's not a car. It's a quadricycle.
It's one of the only cars
quadricycle
that I've always wanted since they came out.
Okay.
So, and I saw it and I was at Cafe in the Machine and I was like,
What, you saw it at Cafe in the Machine?
No. It was on BCA.
So the only reason he looked was because on the way down,
yeah,
I told him that there was another Citroen Ami going on Carwow auctions.
I did and I missed it.
And he missed it.
Why did you miss it?
Because I wasn't quick enough and someone else bought it. Yeah,
and it went... This one was only 6 months old.
Yeah.
It had 500 miles on the clock.
So it's brand new.
So it's brand new.
Yeah.
And it went for £4,500.
£4,500?
Taylor, how much That's did you lot. Get your one for?
Well, look.
If you paid more than £3,000 for an Ami, I am punching you in the dick.
My one... Just... Look,
not with my mouth again.
Sometimes decisions are made on impulse, and this was one of them.
Okay,
but I don't regret it.
All right, look, what are the specs of the Ami?
So it's got panoramic roof.
Oh. Yeah, same as the other one.
It doesn't open, but it's glass.
Yeah,
it's got door mirrors.
Yep, same as the other one.
It has a heater, which is an option.
Same as the other one. The other one.
It's got wheel trims.
Wow,
which is an option.
How many miles?
Mine's done 2,800 miles.
Whoa.
Which means it's been well tested.
And how old is it?
It's a 67 plate, which means it's
wow, that's really old.
Wait, is it a 67? No, it's not.
No, it can't be. Wait, no, it could be. I did a review on one of those when they first came out.
It can't be 2017.
It's a I'm just looking.
It can't be a 2017.
No, sorry. It's a 72 plate.
Oh, okay.
So late 2022.
Yeah. Which is the newest car you've ever owned?
It is the newest and lowest mileage car I've ever owned.
Yay!
Yes.
Okay. And so, obviously, the other one was $4,500, which was newer, less miles, same spec. Yeah. So,
have you paid more than $3,750?
I would say he's got a good deal.
I'll say $3,750.
But an auction,
$3,500.
Oh, $3,500. $3,750.
Yeah. But I really like it.
What was the price?
I like driving
Taylor?
About in it.
Taylor, what was the price?
$4,700.
What?
What? Look, right.
You paid £4,700 for a shopping car.
I had a beer, okay?
A single beer.
You paid £200 more than the one that was brand new.
I wanted it. I saw it and I was like, I'm buying it.
What is your plan with it? And don't say float about.
Float about.
You can't float about in an Ami.
It can float about. And
it can't even legally go on the motorway.
It can't. No. So it currently.
Question with you in it, is it over the weight limit?
No, but it is with me and another person.
Really?
It's technically overloaded.
You can't carry passengers?
Yeah, just illegally.
No, you can, but the passenger has to be a baby.
Or a child.
Or thin.
Yes.
Very thin.
Well, that could be me.
No. but yeah, I like floating about in it.
Yeah.
It has a range, fully charged, of 41 miles.
Wow.
Sometimes 42 if you're lucky.
Okay, yeah.
It has a top speed of 28 miles an hour.
Wow, that's spicy. Yeah.
This weekend, I'm taking it to Mapper Dave, who's going to remap it.
Mapper Dave?
Because you can remap Amis
now. Okay, oh God.
And he's going to tune it and de-restrict it.
Really?
And in theory, I've heard from reviews online that you will get about 60 odd miles an hour.
Oh my God.
In an Ami.
In an Ami.
Should we take it to Monaco and try take that corner flat?
Everyone has messaged me and said, when are you going to roll it? I'm not rolling it because it was £4,700.
But you will at 60 miles an hour.
Probably.
Roll it.
So,
oh my God.
Do you regret buying it?
No, because I drove it for a park the other day and it was really funny.
That was illegal.
It wasn't actually, because it's technically a quadricycle. So as long as I stick below 4 miles an hour, it's fine.
Did you stick below 4 miles an hour in the park?
No, but it was late at night. There you go. No one saw it.
Yeah.
And if it ain't right, do it at night.
But look, right? I really like it. Yeah, it's okay. Funny. It puts a smile on my face. I'm not harming anyone. And whenever I go out in it, it costs nothing.
Okay.
Because it's free.
Okay.
Because it uses...
Well, it's not. It's £4,700.
Yeah, but to drive it and maintain it is for free.
Where do you charge it?
I plug it into the wall.
Okay. Not at home?
No. Okay. Reach.
No.
Jesus Christ. Just
ask me how long it takes to charge to get 40 miles.
Taylor, how long does it take to get 40 miles?
About 4 hours.
4 hours?
About 4 hours.
Okay. It's
very but long. I like it.
Very long
journey. It's small and cute. And I want to get some alloys for it.
I would like to...
And I want to modify it.
To come here next week in the Ami.
Yes. And I think we should drive it to another country.
Okay.
Could you get here on one charge?
Can I get here? No. Because I have to use motorways to get here.
Oh. How many days would it take you to get to the unit to commute?
I can try if you want. I might be a bit late, but I'll try.
That's all right, nothing new there.
Shut up.
What else have you been up to, Tay?
What else have I been up to? I have been up to a lot, but I forgot. Oh. I accidentally bought a Range Rover in Aberdeen.
Sorry, everyone. There's a lot of Range Rover talk.
I just bid on it, right?
Yeah, right.
I put an offer in because it had a reserve of 900 quid.
Yeah.
And I put an offer in of 500 quid. I thought, I don't know. Accept that.
Yeah.
And they accept.
Really?
And I now technically own a Range Rover, but it's in Aberdeen.
Ah. Oh, what's your plan with that?
Well, I've got to get a flight.
Oh, Christ.
And I'm actually quite excited because it's snowing up there at the minute.
It's snowing a lot up
there. Yeah, and I want to explore some snow. I just thought it would be a fun trip.
Okay.
And I just thought I'd like to do that because I like the snow and I like Scotland and I like Range Rovers.
Are you going with anyone or are you just going to go by yourself?
I might go on my own.
He's going to go skiing. Time.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's getting some practice in again.
Oh, skiing without poles, though.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
Just.
I would need to do a lot of practicing because...
Yes.
Skiing was not good.
No. Which you will find out in tonight's video.
Yes.
We're
a
day late. This podcast is going out today, right? It's only 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, we just...
Rory's fuming.
We just need to not do any swears and then we don't need or say anything too controversial.
Don't edit any of it.
Yeah. We won't have to edit then.
No, exactly.
What else have I been up to? I went to Caffeine and Machine.
Yeah.
I went in Big Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. How is Big Pete?
Big Pete's all right. I am selling him.
Still?
I am going to sell him.
Oh, wow. Not heard that before.
Well, I'm just, waiting for the punters. I need to photograph him, really.
For the right fella, aren't you?
Yeah, to come along and buy the car.
Yeah, sweep you off your feet.
Yeah.
And then
you're waiting for
the
right idiot to come buy the car.
Good car, man.
Is
and
it
it's
man?
Green. What else have I been up to? I can't remember.
All right, Rory, what about you?
One thing I forgot.
Yeah, go on.
I bought something else that I've been wanting to buy for ages.
Yeah.
That I've been looking for ages that came up for sale.
Is it gym membership?
Boxing Day.
Oh.
And I went and bought them on Boxing Day.
Why is this? Oh, it's a bit weird. What?
I bought.
Yeah.
A set of 18-inch Alpina B10 wheels.
Oh, I saw those.
540i.
They look very nice.
They are original Alpina wheels.
Yep.
They've never been refurbished.
Wow.
And they have the original Michelins on them from 1997.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to float about on those, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to put them on the 540. I'm going to have a little change up because I've always wanted to put a set of them on.
Fantastic.
I test fitted them. They look really good.
Yep.
And Wheelhouse Alloys are refurbishing them for me at the moment in Ipswich. And I'm going to get it all judged. And when I bought them from Oxford.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder how far away I am.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very far. And I drove straight to the Farmer's Dog.
Oh,
which is Clarkson's pub.
Yeah. Is he having a bit of trouble with that at the moment?
Apparently so. Yeah. I don't know what's actually going on.
He said it looks good from the front, but everything behind the scenes is shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, which cool. is sad. But I went there fully expecting it to be absolutely Rammo.
Yeah.
Because it was like Boxing Day. It was after Boxing Day, the day after Boxing Day. Went there. There was quite a few people in there. Went straight in, got a table, had food.
It's because you're VIP, man.
The nicest food.
Really?
Genuine. Oh, okay. It was banging. I had a roast dinner, gammon roast. Oh, mwah, lovely. And they had obviously a pint of Hoxton as well.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice pub.
I don't like Hoxton. Very watery.
I like
the ones
it.
I had.
I think it's nice.
Oh, I don't okay. think you can nice. Beat a pint of Asahi on tap.
IPA. Any IPA.
No. It's not, Moretti.
Beaver Town. I like Beaver Town.
Actually, there's another beer.
Moretti.
There's another beer that's even better, but nowhere does it except for like Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
Kirinichi Barn or something like that? Kirinichi Barn?
Sorry, you.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Thanks for itching my knee there.
Kieran's itchy.
Yeah. But that's also great.
Mm. But I like a Moretti. Mm. Italiano.
Si.
But yeah.
Voice scopare con me?
That's him, yeah. Don't know what that is.
Piccolo cazzo.
Yeah, that's him.
Scarafaggio.
Mm-hmm.
Scarafaggio means dung beetle.
Quadrifoglio.
Wow, that I didn't know you were fluent.
Four cheeses.
Yeah.
Four cheeses.
But yeah, no, Farmer's Dog, really good.
Okay.
Really nice. Enjoyed it. Good pub.
Well done, Clarkson.
Well
You've done
Clarkson,
a thing,
yeah.
another thing. What about you, Roy?
I cleaned all my cars.
No, you didn't.
You put a post out. I paid a man, yeah, to come. So thanks very much, Sam's Cars.
How many cars was that? And a lot of cars.
That was four cars he did in one day, but like four deep clean.
How much did you charge for that?
It was £45 for the base clean.
Yeah.
And then another £20 if I wanted like just a bit more wax and all that stuff.
Okay,
so I went with that with all of them. So
yeah, okay,
65
nice.
Quid a car, which to be fair, Sam came all the way from Lancashire.
It looked like a long way. Yeah, I looked on his profile.
Yeah. He came
Where's
all the way
Lancashire?
From Lancashire. It's like 2.5 hours up north.
Wow.
He set off at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And then got to mine about 8:30.
Fair play.
I gave him some toast and he just cracked on with it.
Really?
Very good lad.
Wow.
Also, ended up actually profiting from it.
Who he did or
no,
you did?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Why, did you nick his wheels?
No,
oh,
I've
heard this story.
Oh,
so, such a silly ass.
So I lost a set of Bose headphones, some really nice ones that I bought pretty much.
Is this for the Defender?
And then about a month, I think I bought them to go travelling.
Yeah.
And then I bought, about a month later, I sold my E61, my 535D, remember the green one?
Yeah.
This was back when I had my old unit.
Yeah.
So this
was
like 2 years
two
ago.
2 years ago, yeah. So I was talking to Tay at the time and I was going, Tay, I think I've left them in there. And Tay was going, I'm pretty sure I cleaned the car. And I was like, I've left it in there. The guy must have nicked it when the car was sold.
Yeah.
So then ever since then, I've been like, well, they're gone. And also, I kept losing some glasses as well, reading glasses.
Well, yeah, you need glasses.
It turns out they're just all underneath the seats in the E46 the whole time.
Really?
Yeah,
so
I actually ended up, the glasses are 100 quid, headphones about 250.
Fantastic, you're making money.
So I made money by getting my car screened.
It's a free wash.
Yeah.
You know what that means though, don't you?
What?
Rory hasn't hoovered his E46 for 2 years.
That's disgusting. You're disgusting, man.
Sorry.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Sorry, when was the last time you hoovered any of your project cars?
As for me.
God's sake. I do mine weekly, man. Are you too vile?
Oh, I've got no space.
I literally clean my cars weekly.
I don't have a time, man. I'm a dad.
Right. You didn't do it before you were a dad.
I was dog dad.
Also,
right.
I fixed up the Range Rover even more.
Oh, you're such a tart.
I am in love with that car.
Really?
It's nice.
Yeah, but it's just in this weather, it's so good. Also, this morning, it's got a heater timer on.
Yeah.
So I set the heating to come on at 7:45. I came down to the car. It's got its little Wabasco heater.
Oh, I do like that.
I came into it. Car was all defrosted, nice and warm, nice and toasty. And I was like, this is the bollocks.
I was thinking when I got my 530D this morning, I was like, it'd be nice if this had a Wabasco and I could like preheat it and all that.
Well, my Range Rover does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bit jealous.
But Big Pete's got Wabasco, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it does work, usually in traffic, and gasses me out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get the point of, why has it got one?
To heat up the car quicker, because they take ages to warm up, because it's diesel. I don't know if you can preset it on that.
I laugh if you can this whole time and you're just like, oh, I'm jealous and you just haven't gone into the menu.
Maybe I won't sell it if I can. It took me a long time to defrost it this morning, I know that much.
Any more big life updates, Rory, since we last spoke last week?
No.
Okay. Fitness?
Oh, yeah. I need to get fit.
Why? What's happened?
Well, I'm going skiing. And I didn't want to say it at the time, but you know when we all went skiing?
Yeah.
I did that little run with Alex after we left you behind.
Mm. Which you'll see today.
Yeah. It did actually quite wear me out.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So I've realised that if I go skiing for a week, I'm done.
You're done for.
I'm done.
You are done for, yeah.
But it's all right. I've got 2 weeks to prepare myself.
Two whole weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yes.
Okay.
How's that going?
Well, four days of which we're spending probably drinking.
No. You're on a drinking ban. You're doing dry January. If you want to be fit for skiing, dry January for you.
But skiing is definitely not going to be dry.
No. But in between then, next weekend, no drinking for you. Because it'll completely throw you off.
Hey, Rory, what are you doing this weekend? We're down the pub.
Should we go down? All right. Yeah, go on then.
Go down the farmer's dog. All right. Fine.
So yeah, I'm gonna get fit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to be in absolute...
How are you going to do that?
A Zimpic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Just stab yourself everywhere.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should probably start with your face.
I'm going to be the fittest man out of the three of us. And that's not going to be hard, to be fair.
Oh, excuse me. I bought my wife a Peloton.
So, question.
I've been using the Peloton. Yeah, go on. Go on.
Who's used... Rianne, and I'm going to say in brackets, present more.
Me.
So you bought yourself a Peloton for Christmas?
Pretty much.
How's that?
It's actually really good. I've used it pretty much every single day.
And Rianne's been using it?
Not that much.
Okay.
But she is a new mum.
Yeah.
And literally, like, being a mum is, you know, you have a full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
Times it by like 10. It's ridiculous. The baby just cries. The baby needs attention and feeding and changing. And I try and do my best. But
why don't you just sell it?
That's just like having a tailor
like
around.
No, tailor.
It's not. Yeah. I'm quite low maintenance.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
I am low maintenance.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been using it a lot, and do you Peloton? Do you Peloton? Do you Peloton?
Yeah, I do.
You Peloton?
Do you know when I used to go to
How
the
much
gym,
is a Peloton?
It's a lot of money.
How much is a Peloton?
It's like 1,400 quid. But you can get them on Facebook
you
Marketplace.
You could get two lawnmowers. No, actually, no, you could get one. No, you couldn't get
half a lawnmower.
You could get half a lawnmower.
But you can actually get them on Facebook Marketplace. There's loads now for like 500-600 quid.
Oh.
So if you do want to get into fitness, it is the best thing that I've ever used.
Well, what's
for
so
fitness.
Good about it, though? What?
You've got a massive TV screen in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's really smooth. And you have like hundreds of different classes. And then you're watching a man or a woman doing a class, and he or she is saying, right, resistance up. Right, now your cadence is this and resistance down. And it is like being in a physical class, but you're at home. It's like all consuming, and it's really good.
Does your little bum hurt after sitting on the seat, though?
No, but yours probably would. It would probably explode again. How is your ass, by the way? Because on the way back from the trip that you will see in tonight's video, Rory was actually like sitting with his legs up, like he was going to give birth.
So it took 2 days.
How's the growth?
But it went down.
The cyst has gone down?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
So it's bubbling.
Bubbling away. Look, I know I have to go back to the hospital at some point.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have to get the same operation Luke's had.
Why has everyone got exploding arses?
Because they're lazy
we
and they sit
down
on their fat asses all the time.
I'm fat and I sit down.
Yeah, but your ass gets a lot of...
Attention.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
it gets revived and restored every weekend.
Pumped up.
It does get pumped up, yeah.
There's a lot of abrasiveness on it.
Are we talking about penis?
What?
Penis.
Oh.
What? Go easy, this doesn't get edited.
No, sorry. But are we talking about?
No. That'd be crude and rude.
What abrasive substances are we talking about?
Well, because he shits so much. He just wipes his ass really.
Is stuff coming out, stuff going in?
Excuse me, I've got Andrex. I don't skim.
I don't think you ever shit in your house because you shit everywhere you go.
Yeah, it's very loo, Rory.
You're like,
I've never
I've never known someone to go to like any, like I bet you could go to any services and go, yeah, done one there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, been using Peloton, trying to get fit because you lot call me fat all the time. And you know what? I'm quite fat.
Yeah.
So I'm the fattest I've ever been. We bought a new track car. And I'm very excited about it.
I'm excited.
And said track car is going to go up against Taylor's M5.
Which I'm a bit nervous about.
It's
spoiler alert, the track car is not Citroen Ami.
No.
That's a step too far. But if you remember back to the kind of car throttle days, we had the IS200 Sport that we turned into a track car. Then we had Project Gareth, which was the E46 330 diesel touring. Can we make it quicker than an E92 M3? So we're going back to that vibe. So we need to book some track time, maybe Landau.
Yep.
Maybe even Goodwood as well, which would be very interesting. But yeah, we have got a very left field track car, which is exciting. Had a good Christmas and New Year. Alfa Romeo 156 GTA.
Oh yeah.
Getting a cam belt, baby.
What, it's running?
It's running and it very sounds exciting. Amazing. So hopefully next week we get that back. And then maybe the first episode on that.
Who got that running,
week.
Alex?
It was Dips from P1 Auto Keys.
Which... mad.
Yeah.
Seen him on Matt Armstrong.
I was going to say, I thought Dix was our guy. And then next thing he's on Matt Armstrong. And he's getting like, it's not even like he's just in the background. He's getting a whole little section. Yeah.
It's like Taylor, he gets about.
Dips, man. Yeah. Where's the loyalty?
Yeah, man. But thank you, Dips.
Yep.
He's a good guy.
He shouldn't have loyalty. He didn't even charge.
What?
He didn't charge.
Oh.
So there is no loyalty.
Thanks, Dips.
Thanks, Dips.
Thanks.
No, Dips is great. Yeah. If you need a, ECU resetting or keys coding, go to Dips.
Or anything electrical, really. He just seems to be
if you've got some lights that need installing, he'll do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will he?
Yeah.
Also, apparently, he can put Rolls-Royce door mechanisms back together.
Yeah.
Is that what he did on my arms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a very good video.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a very good video.
Okay. I'll maybe watch it if I have some time. Yeah. And also, final thing, anyone who's got like a baby, teething. Teething is tedious and it's shit. It's basically where the teeth are pushing through the gum and the baby is very, very, very upset. Just all the time.
Have you put whiskey in
red cheeks? I've tried every alcohol under the sun.
Have you tried cocaine?
No.
If you get a little bit of cocaine and rub it on their gums.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Oh, really?
Okay, this is... do not try this at home. This was not actual advice. This is Taylor.
Hypothetical.
Hey, I heard about it on the internet.
Did you?
Did you
actually? So,
probably.
I don't think anyone, there are some shithead parents probably have tried cocaine. Don't try that on your baby because they probably won't like, they might like it, but they won't. They won't benefit from it at all. You mean baby crack? There's this stuff that you, it's like crack that you, it's literally like a white powder that you rub on their gums. That's probably what you're getting confused
baby
with.
Baby crack. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah, it's either not, cocaine
it's not,
or crack.
It's
I
not
can't
called
remember.
Baby crack, but like, yeah. Rianne was like, can you get the baby crack? I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And then like rubbed it
but
on their gums.
But that's like, isn't it like catnip?
It's like catnip.
Kind of. Catnip is like a drug for cats.
It
though,
is, yeah.
It?
Oh, God, yeah. Cats get
it's
really high.
Marijuana, isn't it?
Mm. It's worse than that.
Speaking of drugs, actually, I saw a film last night.
Okay.
I saw Better Man.
Better Man. Why do I know that?
I've heard of
that
this.
That is the new Robbie Williams film.
Williams?
No, I've not
heard
of that.
Where he's a monkey in it for some reason.
What?
Yeah, everyone else is real people, but yeah. Robbie Williams is a monkey, and it's an autobiopic about him. Really good film.
Why
is
he a monkey?
I don't know. That's the arty part of it.
Mm.
But it's really funny. There's a clip where he was on Graham Norton and he was being interviewed. And then he gets a phone call from Gary Barlow. And then he's like, Rob.
Not Gary Glitter.
No, and he's going, Rob, you've made me worse than Darth Vader in the first Star Wars.
Oh, bloody hell.
I watched that other film, Carry On. Carry On or Check In?
The Netflix one with the bump where it looks like it's a Christmas film, but it's not.
At the airport.
With really Taron Egerton?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, I've got
Did you
so
watch
much
that?
To catch up on.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
No.
It's really good. Gave me Die Hard vibes.
Oh.
You know the old Die Hard? Yeah. It was at Christmas and it was, it was a really good film. Who watched? Gavin and Stacey.
No, never watched it.
What?
Never watched it.
Did you watch the Did you watch the roundup where they did like the documentary bit afterwards, the day after?
I did, yeah.
And then really they finally showed a clip from the fishing scene.
Yeah, I know.
This is
only
a car podcast.
Sorry.
I need to continue talking about teething.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Gavin and Stacey.
It was so good.
Anyway, baby's teething is shit. If you're a husband listening to this and you have a baby, give your wife a pat on the back. Not a literal pat, because that would be very condescending. But do something nice for your wife. because she's looking after the baby, you're not.
So what have you done?
I'm going to go home and give Rihanna a pat on the head and say, good job. So what did I do? So last night she was teething really badly, right? Last night in bed, it was my turn to have my feet rubbed.
Yeah.
We rub each other's foot on alternate nights. And I got in, I was like, Rianne's been up like all evening. I'm gonna be a good husband. And I started rubbing her feet. And I was like, yes, you have done a good thing.
I can't have my feet rubbed. I'm so ticklish, I end up kicking the person in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I should have seen what he'd done to the bird in Vietnam. He booted her out of the building.
Jesus Christ. Why was that? Is it because... Oh, no. We can't edit this one. Yeah. Anyway, we have got a question of the week from a man called... Wow. That was seamless.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From a man called Thomas Brown.
All right, Tom.
Okay, that was not... Hello, Tom. Thomas Brown writes, what new car on sale today would you like to buy 20 years from now with 300,000 miles on the odometer for 10% of its original value? Okay. New car on sale today that you would want to buy with high mileage. I'm going to go straight in. M5 Touring. I reckon really leggy M5 Touring with 300,000 miles. Imagine how shit and ropey it would be.
Not an M3 Touring.
No. Well, I've got an M3 Touring.
No, but like the new one.
No, it doesn't interest me at all. M5 Touring does. So I would go for one of those. It'd be super high mileage. It'd be like all the joints and everything would be.
So I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so interested to see what is still around. From these modern era of cars in another 10 years' time.
Same.
Because I don't think there's going to be a lot.
No.
They're not. Do you know, I was thinking about this the other day. What is the most reliable generation of like engines? And I think it was like 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give
think
you that.
Think of
yeah.
a lot like, cars these days that have all these issues where they start knocking or whatever. That didn't happen back in the 90s.
No, we didn't have DPFs and all that, did we?
It wasn't that massive of an issue. They could still repair them or whatever, and it wasn't crazy.
Whereas now it's just new engine, put new engine in it, whatever. Like cars now are so unreliable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Do you know what I want?
What?
Go on. I want a Discovery 5 with a 2-litre Ingenium engine in it.
Why would you want that?
Because imagine you've still got the only 20-year-old Discovery 5.
That would be worth millions.
With a 2-litre Ingenium with 300k miles on it.
It'd be the only one in the world.
It'd be the only one.
Yeah.
It'd be the only one.
And then some idiot like me would buy it off you.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's so rare.
Because I keep getting asked, you know, I've got a few friends that are looking for cars.
Yeah.
I was asked twice over Christmas going, what do you think of a Range Rover Evoque with a 2-litre Ingenium engine, diesel engine?
In the
and then I got another friend, same car pretty much, but Discovery Sport with a 2-litre.
In the bin.
I cannot advise enough. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It will only end up in pain.
Mm. Yeah. So rubbish.
My aunt actually as well bought a Range Rover Velar.
Did she?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Guess what engine it had in it?
Not a 2-litre Ingenium.
A 2-litre Ingenium.
They put a 2-litre Ingenium in a Velar?
Yeah.
What?
They did, yeah.
Guess what happened to it?
Did it blow up?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Terrible cars.
Yeah. Ooh,
terrible.
Tom's very happy about it, though.
Yeah. No, well, it didn't blow up. It got to the point where I think it was a lease car or something like that.
Yeah.
So it was going back at the point when it would have needed replacing. Ah, so luckily, okay. I think they timed it right.
Again, it doesn't help that their service intervals are 25,000 miles.
What? On an Ingenium? 25? Yep. What?
Their service intervals are 25,000 miles between services.
But why?
Because that's
it's
what they
an engine.
Are. That's what they are. That's how it works.
Do you think manufacturers are definitely increasing service intervals recently. Do you think they're doing that so there's more problems with cars and that they don't make it as far?
I think it's to reduce costs for lease cars, and they literally want it to last the end of the warranty period.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. Do you think they're doing it so that cars don't last that long?
Yeah, they don't care about longevity. It's just warranty period and lease costs.
Buy old cars. Everyone buy old cars immediately.
Yeah.
But if you had to buy a new car 20 years from now with high mileage, what would it be?
Tsunami.
Shut up. Get real, man.
Yeah. Imagine.
He'd still overpay as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. Even if you were driving it as literally as constantly as you could, charging it, driving it, charging it, driving it. I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah. We'll find out. No, there's one car.
Yeah.
There's a new car that I actually really want to own.
Yeah.
And I'm actually like thinking about saving up for one and buying one because I really, really like them. Really like them.
Yeah.
And it would be my daily driver and I'll just drive it everywhere.
Okay.
But they are still quite expensive.
Okay.
I really want a Defender 90.
What?
I really like them.
So what, you're willing to get rid of your F11?
If I got one for a reasonable price.
What's
yeah.
a reasonable price?
I don't know, like a bit. A bit and a bit.
A Defender 90?
I really like Defender 90.
So an old Defender 90?
No, like the new one.
Are you mental?
I really like them.
But why?
Nothing wrong with it.
But why?
You get it and look after it and it'll be all right.
But it's why?
Because I like them.
But you like your F11.
I love my
oh
F11.
Oh my God, he's only had it 3 weeks.
Look, Land Rover's selling cars.
I'm not saying I'm going to sell my F11 and buy one. I'm just saying as a new car, I would really like to own one.
Okay.
And if I could afford
one.
In
20 years?
No. If I can afford one, I'm going to buy one.
And what are you going to do with the F11?
I'm
going to sell it.
I'll keep it. It's collectible.
It's collectible. They're fantastic vehicles.
Don't make them like no use.
Okay, so Defender 90. Let's just go with that. I'm going to go with the M5 Touring. What about you?
Disco 5 with a 2-litre and Genium.
Okay, fuck it. Jesus Christ.
Imagine.
Yeah, okay, imagine. It's not going to happen. But 20 years, we'll pick up the conversation.
I can guarantee. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, look. Yeah, look at everyone in the room. All right. Come on, here we go.
If anyone has a 2-litre Ingenium car that has done over 300,000 miles,
he will buy it.
I will buy it.
Right now.
I don't think there's been one I've seen. Actually, any of them that go over 150.
Okay, so if someone does, email in and say, I have a car with an Ingenium engine.
And it has to be on its original engine, fine. Untouched. Untouched.
Okay. You will buy it?
Yes.
Look at them.
I will buy it.
Even if it's knocking?
Shake my hand.
No, it has
shake
to be.
Shake my hand, it has, you will buy it.
It has to be running and driving perfectly.
I hope there's someone with a Velar.
And I hope it's really expensive.
Really expensive, yeah. Right, we've had another email from Jim Blakely, and he's American, and he wants advice for an American car guy. He says, "Greetings, fellas. I'm an avid listener of the podcast."
When did he become Australian? He was American, Irish, and then Australian. Really quickly.
He's American. "Greetings, fellas. I'm an avid listener of the podcast, watcher of all the channels, and I live in the good old US of A. This July, I will be traveling with my wife and 3 kids to visit your stomping grounds of southern England. We will be trying to figure out if we can wrangle an F1 factory tour, which looks doubtful, but I was curious if you had recommendations for anything else car-related that is worth a visit. Goodwood and Silverstone are both taking place while we are there, but I don't think we can pull it off. However, Goodwood seems to be like a good option. I would love to hear what, if any, automotive related recommendations you have. We will be listening for your answer with my ear holes while on my daily 4 to 5 mile run."
Wait, what? Daily?
Daily run. That's what you should do.
No.
You should do a 45-mile run.
No, I'll do a daily 4 to 5 mile drive.
That sounds like a lot of
Jesus effort. Christ.
When's he coming over?
July.
July. Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Good things to do in south of England. England. Mm. Or if he's going to hire a car, good things to do in England if you're a car lover.
Car events-wise, I really enjoy Bicester.
Yeah.
Bicester Heritage.
Is that every weekend?
It's every...
First
quarter, or
is it?
Quarter.
Maybe it's four times a year.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Goodwood. Is this Sunday?
Is it?
Are you coming this Sunday?
Well, I'm actually free now.
Oh.
I was supposed to go to the Lake District, but Mum's ill.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not going.
Do you want to come? We're going to go Bicester
Heritage.
Have
you got tickets?
I have. You haven't.
Well, get me a ticket.
You'd really like Bicester Heritage. It's like right up your street. Really
where is good. It?
Bicester.
Where's Bicester?
It's not even that far from
Oxford.
You.
Oxford.
Oxford.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to go ahead though, because it is due to snow tomorrow.
Oh. I could bring Dell.
Oh God.
No,
Dell, you will Bicester see
is,
tonight.
Bicester is not a Dell.
No, I think Dell might.
No, Dell is not a Bicester.
What do you mean?
No, Bicester is a your 993.
Yes.
Is a perfect Bicester car.
Dell.
No, bring your 993.
I suppose it is 4x4.
It is 4x4.
Could do.
It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it could be. Unless I get in Dell, and because I have to move Dell, don't I, to get to the 9.
Do you know Bicester? Bicester Heritage, for if John wants to go, it's such a good eclectic mix of cars.
Jim. So
but,
good.
But also, when I was walking around, I did just think, this is like we've designed a show for all the cars that we like, and we've just dumped it all in one. Like,
can you buy cars there?
There were some for sale. Yeah.
You could ask people.
Can you get me a ticket? Who do I need to speak to?
I can try and get
it.
You a ticket.
It was old German.
Should I speak to Chris Harris?
No.
Why?
Because he'll probably block you.
No, you just won't pick up, actually. Yeah, he's got wise to it. It was old and German, like me.
It's old German car. A lot of old German cars. Obviously.
Do you know who else goes there?
Jamiroquai.
JK, yeah.
He went to my school.
His name's not actually Jamiroquai. That was the name of the band. His name's JK.
JK.
Yes.
Okay. What does JK stand for?
I did know, but I can't remember.
Joan Collins.
No, it was...
Just kidding.
JK. It was something. I can't remember.
It was something. Okay. His name was something.
It was
okay.
Something, yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, Bicester's really good. Goodwood. I quite like the Haynes Motor Museum. That's quite good.
Where is that?
Did
West
that
Coast, isn't it?
Down, actually.
Haynes Motor Museum?
No. The British Motor Museum as well.
Yeah, the British Motor Museum.
Yeah, but that's Midlands now, isn't it?
What a note.
Get in a car.
You've got to remember, John's from America.
Jim.
Jim's from America, where they think going somewhere local is like 3 hours.
That's true.
So he's probably going, oh yeah, I'll drive 3 hours up
You
north.
Could still be local, but you'd be in the middle of the country.
You know what you have to do, Jim? Caffeine and Machine the Hill. Everyone has to do it. You need to get some tickets there, go down, just do some car spotting, have a good burger.
What about good museums, car museums? Any?
I'd say British Motor Museum and Haynes. Yeah.
Bewley.
Oh, Bewley? Yeah, Bewley, there's Bewley as well. Museum. Yeah.
What's the, if you're into a bit of planes and World War stuff, is it Brooklands?
Brooklands
as well. There's Brooklands, which
and,
is quite good.
If you go into London, go to Hexagon Classics because they've got 69 sourdough. You can have some pizzas. And
oh,
cars.
Yeah. You like that place, don't you?
Yeah, it's
you
good
like
in there.
Place. Nice. Happy days. All right. Hopefully, Jim, we've given you some good recommendations. Last part of the podcast.
No. Last part is...
What?
What's everyone's New Year's resolutions?
Oh, God.
It's 2025. It's 2025. Come on.
For me... I want to get back into shape.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my main one.
Have you had enough of us saying that you put on weight?
No, I just look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, look at you, man. You're just so
look
sexy.
Look at what you've become.
No, I just want to get into shape because it's just not good being unfit.
Okay.
And I just want to get strong again. Because I can't be tall, so I might as well be strong, innit?
What about you, Rory?
Mine is to stress less at work.
How's that going?
So stress people out less at work. Be less stressful at work.
No, it's to stress out the fact that you guys don't stress enough. So I'm going to equally not. I'm going. I'm going to I'm
direct that from you guys to him.
Don't you dare! You're stressing me out now. You're stressing me out.
Do you know
right now.
You are the two most stressful people I know?
Yes. So are you
ever?
So are you?
I was on the phone to Taylor yesterday, and we were trying to organise like, oh, so what should we do for the video? Blah blah blah. And then you just went. I've gone back to being stressed. I had a week and a half off and I don't like this.
I was fine.
Yeah.
And I didn't even come back to work yesterday. Uh-huh. And I texted someone and I just went, I'm stressed.
What are you stressed about, man?
But you.
Why?
All of you.
All of me.
You just stress me.
Well, that's why I'm trying to make me slightly less so you can be less stressed because there's less of me.
Mm.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I've got quite a few.
Oh, go on. Okay.
I'm going to sort my life out. I'm going to try and lose weight.
Yeah. No, you're not going to try. You're going to succeed.
I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
I would like to move out.
Yeah.
And I would quite like to buy a classic Porsche 911.
Oh.
That would be quite nice. Because I said I was going to buy one when I get to 30, and I didn't. And I am 30, so if I buy one this year, it counts in my mind.
I would like to, my other one is, I'd like to buy a house.
Oh.
Would you?
I would hope by the end of this year, I might be able to buy a house.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I've.
Why don't you buy a house together? That'd be lovely.
We'd murder each other.
Yeah.
No. But I want to run and buy a house. I've had enough of, like, don't get me wrong. I love my house and where I am at the moment in my rental.
Yeah.
But there's just so much stuff where I'm sitting there going, oh, I wish I could change this. I just can't.
Wish I could buy this for that and that.
No.
You love buying stuff.
But it's just, there's just little things where I'm just like going, like, even there's just points of the drive that just keep flooding full of water, and I'm just like, oh god, if this was mine, I'd be putting some gravel down or whatever.
Yeah, that's annoying.
But it's just, I'm not going to spend $2,000 on someone else's house. So yeah, I want to buy a house.
Yeah, good, good.
Not so much a New Year's resolution, but this year I would really like to go to some places that I've been saying I'd like to go for a while.
Yeah.
I'd really like to go to Le Mans.
Okay.
I've never been to Le Mans or done like Le Mans Classic or anything.
I was going to say, I want to do Le Mans Classic.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
Overhyped.
Have you been to Le Mans Classic?
Not Classic. I've been to Le Mans race, 24 hours.
Le Mans was, but apparently Le Mans Classic is awesome.
Okay. I'd like to do Le Mans anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd really like to go to Spa. I've never been to Spa.
Yeah.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah, very cool place.
I would still really like to go to Japan.
Okay.
Japan is up there.
So that would be
plus
cool.
We need to buy a Discovery from there as well.
So. And drive it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant idea.
Yeah.
We could actually do that.
Yeah.
We could do that.
You know your whole thing on time and how you don't...
I don't have a concept of time.
You have no clock.
Yeah, that's good.
You can't drive back from
Japan. You can.
You can, but it would take forever.
All right, well, just leave me to it. I'll do it.
Jesus Christ.
I'll sort it out.
Anyway, we're going to call it there. Happy New Year to everyone. And we are getting really revved up for 2025. We've got, like I said, a track series coming soon, a left field track car, Alpha stuff, Citroen Ami stuff, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to go traveling very, very soon. And we can't wait to bring you along. Also, Shedfest tickets are selling out actually very quickly.
Yes. Oh.
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 Merch. There's a big January sale on
there
at the moment.
There is a big January sale on.
So grab yourself some merch.
If you stop drinking dry January, you can spend it all on merch.
Yep. Or to alexcarsshop.com.
Yeah. So go check out the website. It's looking done. He updated the website.
We don't know if it's updated. It's either on or it's not.
Yeah, but it will be this month. Anyway,
we are so unorganized.
I know. Go check out some merch. Anyway, as for us, thank you very much for your support in 2024. We hope you continue to love us long time for 2025.
Don't say it. Sorry. Started giggling.
Go on. Anyway, if you're wondering why Rory is laughing, it's because we've had to just delete a little clip from the podcast. We will see you and listen to you next week. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your abilities. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You are such an arse.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.